Hump Day Quickie Swingers Confessions is intended for mature audiences only and contains explicit language and sexual situations. This is not intended as any professional advice. Welcome to Hump Day Quickies, Swinger Confessions. Here in the sex apartment, we share our own sex-positive stories and welcome our friends to open up about their experiences in the ethically non-monogamous lifestyle. Our final episode of our key party begins as G shares his thoughts on our foursome with Aaron and Elizabeth. Then he tells all about his time with Megan. Barry even pulls me into the last play session with Link, Tori, and Ron. So we're on to our last round. Is my understanding. And the last round, I believe, is Tori, Ron.
Oh, Tori's in for a treat.
And
Ron's in for a treat.
Barry, I think.
It's going to be so good.
Ron and Barry. Yep. All right. And she, I believe she's wanting some bukkake tonight. So I believe G is aiming to fulfill her dreams. Fantasies.
Oh my God. And G always has a big load.
And so does.
Yeah.
Have you experienced that yet? Sorry, Barry. Barry.
Barry. I may have experienced Barry's load on Friday. But you got the broken leg.
So where were we?
We're talking about your big loads. Need to tell. Yeah, we were talking.
Okay, did we already finish our experience?
We did, for the most part, yeah. Unless you want to chime in about what you experienced with Elizabeth.
I was a lot of holding back.
Yeah.
It's been my theme for the night of,
I will say,
try my best not to come.
The vocals coming from Elizabeth were pretty fantastic.
Yes.
Oh,
God
damn it. Oh,
fuck.
Oh, fuck.
And wait, you guys did this thing where you kind of like growled in the middle.
Oh, where was I growling?
I know you were growling. And laughing. And like, it was taking me out of it for a second.
No,
it was good. But I was like, I've never heard that before. So it was fun. It was fun being next to you guys.
It is always fun with Elizabeth. It is a pure pleasure every second I get to spend with her.
I can concur.
Yeah.
So I was very excited that I don't know how it went that I was saved towards the end for everybody. But it is what it is. Talk of the locks and whatever. It's fine.
Do you need to get somebody else?
Need some water?
Mike. No, I'll make it. I'll make it.
I can gaze. You need Megan on the mic?
We do in a second if you guys filled everyone in on our
thing. I think we did.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we covered it. Yes. Megan, you got it. It was good.
Last thing I need you for. Oh, fuck. You talking to us, or?
This is you. I can.
The reason I'm so out of breath is because Megan and I just finished her final round.
Thank God. Thank God.
How do you feel about this experience, Megan?
It's nice to fuck my friends. I do like fucking my friends. I like that we are actual friends and that there is something before this experience and something after this experience. So for me, obviously, you know who I am. You've heard my podcast. And for me, it's always about like the connections and the friendships and the relationships. The nerves tonight, the starting of the nerves was really because there are some people here that were unknowns. Mm-hmm. And that scares the fucking shit out of me. The fact that I could start with Nick and that I could end this night with G is really big for me. That it's very, very, it was safe. And it was okay. And I don't think that in a different environment, this would have flown with me. I would have fucking turned around, spun around.
You were very, very nervous. We talked a few days ago and I tried to calm you down a bit and there was no calming you down. You walked in the door. I could tell you were very tense about the whole situation. I modified the game for you. Like I said, everything here is consensual and you asked to only be with one guy at a time and we made sure that happened.
You know, there. Of course, there's always moments where you think about bailing. There was 100 moments today where I thought about bailing because the nerves kind of take over. But then you also kind of talk yourself into it. It's like, no, why are you bailing? Why are you so afraid? Why are you so scared? Well, the unknown, right? Because it's new. Because I am new to the lifestyle and we've only been doing this for a year now. But at the same time, that's not a reason to bail. Because what am I trying to get out of this? Well, it's ego, it's friendships, and it's opening up. And so this pushes my boundaries. 100% you push my fucking boundaries.
And I had intended to push you to where you were comfortable with. And I checked in repeatedly through the night, making sure you were good. There's some serious shit going on with Tori moaning. In the other room right now. Tori is actively moaning in the other room with Ron, Barry, and Link, having, I believe, her first three male moment. You and I, Elizabeth, Nessa, and Aaron and I finished. And I said, hey, you know what? How about you guys go get Megan so this can just continue from that moment? And it took you a couple minutes to get in there, and I'm sitting there stroking my cock going, okay, I'll just hang out here by myself, whatever, it's fine. And you come around the corner like, what, why am I going in here? What's going on? Because you didn't know that I was in there waiting for you.
I'm very thankful that I am ending my night with you because you have always made me feel welcome and safe. And that's a word that I keep coming back to. And even in my conversations with Max, I keep going back to this conversation and I hate it because I know the word safe is not sexy. Like I know that if somebody is safe, they're not sexy.
But it's important. It's important.
It's the base on which you can build sexy, right? Because as soon as you feel safe in a situation, then everything is off and running. If I'm feeling unsafe, that's when everything kind of goes the wrong way. So you need it. That's your base. Like, okay, I feel safe here. And now we can move on to being sexy because I don't feel like I have to hold back or be careful or tiptoe around things or even have to pull out a safe word or something like that.
Yeah, agreed.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Nessa's being beckoned into the other room. And
sorry, guys.
She's got to I can take safe. It from here. So.
I feel safe. So sexy. The most sexiest safe ever.
So you come in the room. We start making out. I let you know that I want to taste you. And you were like, Jesus, you've been telling me what to do and all that.
I've been having this conversation with Max lately that sometimes, okay, so in the bedroom, I feel very submissive. I know that about myself. I am a very submissive person. Me and Echo have that in common. We have a very submissive sort of personality. But in my daily life, I'm not. I am a very aggressive, dominant person. And so you are the only person on the planet, G, that calls my bullshit. So when I'm feeling very submissive and when I'm in the bedroom and I'm in a very like, just, okay, just toss me around and tell me what to do. You always call my bullshit. And mm-hmm. I was talking with Max about this. I'm like, I don't know what it is about G, but he calls my bullshit and he like snaps me out of being submissive mm-hmm. and forces me into like my aggressive dominant.
That's the side of you that I enjoy seeing coming out.
And it's bizarre to me because that's not who I am in the bedroom. Like I am, I think I'm a certain way. And then you're the only person on the planet that's like, no, you're not. Fucking be aggressive. Fucking be Megan. It's crazy to me. Be the crazy redhead. And I don't know. I'm not used to that. I'm not used to that in the bedroom.
So you sit on my face for a little while. And
it's smooth.
I was like, no, you know what? No, go ahead. And you sucked my cock for about 10 seconds. I said, no, never mind. Get back up here. And you climb up and you start riding my cock. I've mentioned it already a couple times that I've spent a lot of time tonight holding back. As you're riding me, I'm like, there's not much more holding back that's coming. I'd say about 4 minutes into this, I say, nope, never mind, lay down. And I lay you down and I start fucking you missionary and I'm making out with you and I pull back and I say, hey, do you want my cum?
Yeah.
And you said yes. And about 10 seconds later, I pulled out and came all over you. We made out a little bit more and I was like, okay, well, all right, let's move on. And you're like, no, nope. And looked at the clock and said, I still have 5 more minutes.
Well, it's bullshit because when you are the host of
Max
this evening,
is dialing in. That was fucking hot. I watched.
When he is the host of the evening, he has people pulling him in every direction. He has to be on and all of these things. And yet I've been starved for his attention. So I finally get his attention. He demands my attention. He calls me into the room like he wants
I like attention. I beckoned for you. I like that.
And then he wants to bail. No, I have 4 more minutes with you, sir.
And you counted down. You 3 more. I got 2 more minutes. I got 1 and
give me your, if you want my attention, what? Okay. So then this goes back to the psychological reasons that I am in the, why am I in the lifestyle? It's ego, right? It all comes down to ego. A lot of us are all about ego, right? And so I'm here because I want to feel beautiful and I want to feel like you want me. And when you fucking bail on me, no, you ain't bailing
fair.
On me.
That's
I get all 4 minutes you, of your
and
attention.
And you earned every minute.
Thank you.
There's the aggressive side yep. that she said you bring.
And that was my fault. And as she's saying this, I'm like, boy, I brought this on myself. I
as
get it.
She was talking about the aggressive side you bring out, I was like, fuck, I want to find that. And now I'm like, had I said, oh, we're done, she'd be like, okay, I guess we're done.
Oh, boys. But you have no idea.
You have probably
no idea.
Is this a Pandora's box we shouldn't open?
No, I...
She's going to have us washing her car.
Like she
next.
Said, I call her on her bullshit every time because I know it's not her, and it's, oh, that's cute, but knock the shit off. Let's see what you got.
Yes, yep. sir. Let open the door to everything. Mm-hmm. The box is open. Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's cute, but I like the other side more. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm.
Shoot, I really like the side. I've seen a lot.
Yeah, it's fun.
Like, yeah. A lot.
Yeah, I get it.
Now I want to see the other side because I know how much I like the submissive side.
Yep.
Oh, man. The dominant side is very interesting.
Do you feel safe at home?
I know I've only just scratched the surface. And
they ask you that every time you go
every time
to
go to the hospital. Yeah, they're like, do you feel safe? And I'm like, well, I married a redhead and it's been 18 years. Can you ever?
Yeah. You made your choice.
Well, right now, Nessa just got pulled back by Barry, who was back there with Tori and Link and Ron.
And I was almost in there.
And I'm very curious as to what's going on. So I'm going to pause for a minute here and go watch whatever's happening there. Because I haven't really had a chance to sit back and watch anything. And that's the final portion of the show. And I know they're past their 10 minutes, so I don't care what happens anymore. So I'm going to go watch some stuff and we'll be back to do a little bit more.
What's the worst thing that can happen?
I didn't steal your spot. You can sit right next to you. Like,
no, he's not.
Hello.
Nessa and Barry just finished. He came out while Tori was using him, and he's like, he walked out naked with hard cock and just, Nessa.
He said, when we finished, he said, thanks for coming out of the bullpen. I kind of like that. Kind of like that a lot.
Yeah. She's warming up the bullpen.
I was like, I got in there.
You were the closer?
I got in there real quick. I used the vibrator real quick. I'm like, wait, let me heat up here real quick.
Okay.
And then he took over.
All right.
Yeah. Super nice.
So,
I'm gonna let Barry take it away because he was
he's still out of breath.
He'll remember
I love
all the details, but I don't. But it was very hot.
Yeah,
very
she
sexy.
Grabbed the vibrator and proceeded to put my cock in her mouth while she was using the vibrator.
Now, are you laying down at this point, or
yes.
Okay? Because where was everybody? Because I wasn't.
Tori and Ron were on the bed.
Okay.
And then Link was watching them on the couch. There was plenty of space for us on the bed. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're laying on your back using the vibrator.
Yeah. So I did the let me just scooch in here thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Then I.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
And
I'm getting compliments.
Yes.
I could tell because you can't take them. So
I know. I'm terrible. I don't know what to say. Okay. But thank you.
Hey, this is Max. She's terrible at compliments. But it was really amazing when, hey, you know, I need Nessa. I'm like, just go out there and grab her.
Yeah, yeah.
Just go out there and grab her. He's like, I have no clothes. I'm like, yeah, just go do that.
That explains dominate for what her. You need.
Yeah. Dominate her. And then it progressed. And yeah, then you. I got to sit back and watch.
And then you did.
Yeah, I was rocking it out with the cock ring on.
You
was
did. Pretty good. He did. He was wearing a cock ring, which I will say that is my first time fucking someone with a cock ring on.
Oh, wow.
At least as I was familiar with.
Yeah, it was freaking amazing. And then she got done with the vibrator. I proceeded. Yes. For some reason, I like to put a little bit of spit on the vagina and get it nice and wet.
You're very good. It's the sexy kind of spit. Like, it's yeah. not the... it's the like nice, like long, I don't know, spitty spit that spitty just spit. Right. falls right. And he has perfect aim, so it doesn't go anywhere other than the exact spot it needs to go, which is fantastic.
Yes.
I mean, you know, if you get spit on your belly, you're like,
yeah.
Where are you spitting?
What's that going
to
do?
Right. So if it's right there where it needs to go, it's a sexy moment.
Yeah.
So there's that.
There's that. And then my hard cock proceeded to go inside that perfect vagina of hers.
Excellent.
And I had those legs pinned back nicely.
Mm-hmm. Very nicely.
Oh, yes. I enjoyed that quite a bit. Was just an amazing way to finish the night is what I said.
Yes, that was how you delivered it to me. You said I would like to finish the night with you. So yeah.
I don't know if the Tori sounds are filtering
Tori's
through.
Finishing her night yes. too. Very
the,
well.
The hot part was the climax.
Yes.
She's laying on her back and I'm fucking her. And then I proceeded to get up and blow a fucking load on her tits.
Excellent.
But it was really hot because I kept going up towards her face.
Yes.
And then she proceeded to take some of my cum
in her mouth.
Look at you.
Nice. And then I saw her tongue come out and continue to lick the cum off my dick.
Oh.
It was just super fucking hot.
Excellent finish.
Oh my God.
It was an excellent finish. I agree.
It was.
Yeah.
Well done. Yes.
Now my legs are gone.
Like, whoa.
Well, you have completed your rounds for the night, so you are all set. Oh. Now Max is actively kissing and caressing Nessa.
I have distraction here.
All right. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Thank you.
Thank
you for an amazing night.
Absolutely.
This was just absolutely fantastic.
Glad you made it and glad you enjoyed it. It was a hell of an experience.
Incredible group of people.
Yes.
So thank you.
Absolutely.
Well, now they're making out.
Yep. Yep.
Just doesn't stop
no,
here.
No.
It's
no,
like it eating does. A fucking potato that's, chip that's here. You just can't eat one.
That's why they call it the sex apartment.
That's
She's so chicken. No, you just can't eat one vagina
nope.
here.
Nope. No. No, I will say the girls were all fucking superstars tonight.
Oh,
so.
Fucking incredible. Oh, look at that.
Do you prefer I not look? Is that?
I know. When you look at me, I'm like, oh boy, I'm in trouble.
You are by no means in trouble. You get a gold star tonight.
It was super hot because I continued to come, and just a little bit of her tongue came out, and just she just kept licking the cum as it continued to come out of my cock.
She is very good at that.
Yes.
Or at least get the keys and they'll put it downstairs.
Get your hand out of her, honey. We gotta get the car.
Deuces.
Sweetheart, we gotta get the car. I'll buy a new car. You know what? They can have that fucking car. I'll buy a new car tomorrow.
I love that you said, get your hand out of her. I command sit down to no names.
Wow.
That's just Lincoln Tory. That was Link finishing. He'll walk out here in a couple months. All right. Ron, Link, Tory, Barry. Oh.
Sweaty.
Taking it home now. All right. So the final episode of the evening. Tory, you're almost done. Almost done. As Tory rests her face on the microphone.
Get off my nipples.
So... The grand finale for Tory was Barry and Ron, and I was like, Link, yeah, you should go back there too. Yeah. I just knew where, you know.
I wanted all available cocks.
I know.
Calling all cocks.
I did. And then I got Megan, and we ran back there, and we started making out, and we shut the door and locked it.
You're the Pied Piper of cock tonight.
I'm okay with that.
So what happened when you get back in the room?
Let's see. How did we start? I laid on the bed and watched all the men undress, and that was very fucking sexy for me. Just watching all these men ready for me. Such a turn on for me. I started sucking Link's cock. He was sitting on the couch. Everyone was still kind of undressing. I was like, come here, available cocks. Let me play with you.
Come one, come all.
Yeah, I was like, go, come here. Little Pied Piper. Yeah. Yeah, that was me. And so, yeah, I was playing around and getting everybody ready to go. And turned around, fucked Link for a little bit on the couch, sucking dick.
Come.
I'm okay. I'm just going to sit back and watch
it. I know, but I have a perfectly good cock to sit.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And then this was my first time with three cocks. I realized that is a lot harder than I expected.
I can imagine.
Yeah. I understand why they have fluffers in porn.
Yeah.
Like it makes sense. Like this. Yeah. It's like there was a lot going on. It was
It was very stimulating, almost to the point of overstimulating.
Okay.
Like I wanted to share myself with all the available cocks, but.
And you wanted more than just three. And,
I did. Yeah. And then, yeah, well, I was like, yeah, I wanted to. Then I bent over for you, Ron. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he took me from behind. But how tall are you?
6'3".
I'm 5 foot.
Yep.
And that dynamic doesn't work when I'm bent over. So I decided I put 1 foot up on the couch and 1 foot up on the bed, and then I elevated myself.
Okay.
And then that worked out all right.
I mean, that was fucking hot.
Yeah?
Like, I've never done that shit before. Woo! Yeah. So.
Raise the roof.
Yeah. I was like, woo! And then... for you, I'm flexible.
Yes.
And so I surprised Ron, and I just touched the floor.
Elevated, yep. Leg split on a couch.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
And then his best, he's like, oh, shit. I was like, I think that's the best compliment I got all night.
I mean, yeah.
Everybody else is, everyone's used to my antics, right? And then I would just bend over like that. And it's just like, oh, shit. So I bent over, touched the floor. He plowed me some more. And then it was very hard to concentrate.
Yeah.
And I lost all focus on other cocks in the room.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that's why when I grabbed,
I was going to say, and that's when he came. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, so Barry grabbed the closer. Got you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was like, can I? I'm calling in my reinforcements. I don't know. We just switched back and forth constantly. Eiffel towered a lot, back and forth, back and forth. This pro over here had how many times? Was that
five? Now
five. I didn't know that he had already gone four, and I was like. Oh, I'm like, you know, take your time, whatever. And he's like, nah, I'm getting my five. I was like, all right.
I'm like, give me a few minutes. I'll be back in the game.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's you came five times tonight is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
I think you get the trophy.
Yeah.
Get that man some electrolytes.
I got the trophy. I did. Yes, I won a trophy and got that big cock.
Did she take all that cock?
I sure did. Oh, we tried all the positions. Really I was on top. He was behind. Then he was on like the edge of the bed, feet. Hey, A-Rod coming over. Oh, yeah. It was like reverse cowgirl.
Yeah.
Except we were, it was more of a seated position. And I was like, I need more elevation. I can't reach, I couldn't reach the floor. Mine was like my tiptoes. I was like, I can't get all the way up and down on this cock from the floor. So then I kind of like squatted up on the bed.
Okay.
And then I was able to go full all the way up and down. Yeah. I had to figure out my leverage. And then he took me from behind and then came really hard. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So then Lynx kink is a double stuff. So yeah. So he likes it going to call it double stuffing. And then, yeah, he came shortly after that.
And that echoed through the entire room. That carried through the mics and we're like, wow. Okay.
Oh, Lynx orgasm?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah. We're not shy.
No.
After I got done fucking Rana, I looked at Link and I said, can I keep him? Can he come home with us?
I'm there. Any day.
Yeah, when I find a good single guy, so I like
good,
to hold on to him.
Good first experience with the... Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for fulfilling my fantasy.
Oh, anytime.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for... Yeah. 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 That was
a lot of fun.
I am so tired. I need to call off tomorrow.
Well, you have completed your list, so I have nothing more for you or need nothing else from you. All right. Thank you. Any final thoughts on your key party night?
What are my final thoughts on the key party night? It was a lot. It was a lot of stimulant.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you wanted to stay sexy and in the moment, but then it's still, there's so much going on. But I think part of the sexier moments was towards the end when we all just started fucking around out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That was hot as fuck.
Yeah. That was yeah, right.
You guys,
yeah.
You guys kicked it off.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Yep. Max used his 10 minutes with you. I said, well, hey, you want to use it out here? By all means, have at it, because that just gets us done 10 minutes faster.
Yeah,
so,
we're not shy about being out here. Yep. So, and yeah, and we get off on exhibitionists. So, yeah. I was like, yeah, let's fuck right now. So that was really hot.
It worked.
Thank you for hosting.
No,
fabulous.
I appreciate everybody that came today. It says more than ways than one. But, but no, it has been fantastic and a great season 3 finale. So thank you.
Oh, no.
Thank you. What
thank
a truly
you,
amazing
G.
evening.
Yeah, thank you.
You have absolutely unlocked the ecstasy.
Oh,
there we go.
Yeah, this exceeded all expectations.
Good.
So
that's
just incredible.
And you almost said no. I gave you a minute to rethink that.
You know, I'm shy on the media. So.
I gave you a minute to rethink.
You did, and I'm glad you did.
I re-explained it like, no, here's what's going to happen. He's like, well, that I can do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you fuck a bunch of women for us tonight?
Gladly.
Well done. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Was
the bingo card?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what we're doing.
Oh, okay.
Well,
what an evening.
Wow.
It has been.
Typically, we record our final thoughts after I edit everything and we sit down, re-listen to it, and then unzip. But you and I both agreed that sitting down after everybody walked out the door is the right time.
Yeah, it's all fresh in our memory. Yep. And I think you'll get our most correct opinion now, I guess.
I think it worked out quite well.
It did. There's definitely some rewriting that would go into the next, there was a next.
Which everyone here was like, okay, the next time we do this, we can't wait. We're doing this. Let's do this again. But I don't know if I can handle putting it together again. I'll tell you that much.
It's funny because to me, it's like, well, who brought the swingers to the key party? Because it was when it kind of got a little bit out of control, it was because everybody just wanted to fuck.
Yes.
And it was like, fuck these rules. We don't want to stay in this box and follow, you know, the next thing. It was everybody was heated up. Everybody was getting, you know,
I could see how the original key party would be a good Kickstarter.
Mm-hmm.
As everybody's mingling, talking to each other, checking to see, wait, are those my keys? Nope, those aren't mine. How about these? No, okay, yeah. Oh, there's your keys. Okay, right. You're my first person tonight. And that's how you build that original group.
I think it took the nerves out of the moment where if you are at a party and then it's like, oh, I have to pick somebody to go back with.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of took that edge off where it's like, well, your key fit my lock and that's what we're going to do and we're going to do this. And at no point did I feel uncomfortable with any of the men that I took back. So I didn't have that to contend with. It was more of a, I don't want to take this guy back over that guy because, you know, I didn't want to hurt somebody's feelings or I didn't want to feel like I was hurting somebody's feelings. And it kind of took that part of it out, which was nice. But then because we were limited with our time, it was then the, oh, but I kind of wanted a couple more minutes with this person. Mm-hmm. And then you didn't want to do that either because you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings again. And so it was a little bit of trying to figure out how the game works for you.
I could see the game when we're not recording a podcast being, okay, everybody take a key, go find your match.
Mm-hmm. And then letting it go from there. Yeah.
And hey, you guys want to do another round? Okay, shuffle up or odds are by that point, then shit just takes off.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was fantastic. I'm glad you mentioned. I was going to say, do you feel like you didn't have enough time with anybody? Do you feel there were moments that you're like, oh, damn it, that timer went off too early?
Well, because I'm kind of a one and done or I have an orgasm and then getting to that next orgasm is just so much more of a build that I didn't want to come with any one person. Mm-hmm. Like I wanted to hold back. And that was the biggest struggle that I actually found to be my problem throughout the evening was that, like, I mean, my fucking clit right now is so swollen. It was just this long, really long, drawn out play session for me.
And in reality,
everything felt great.
You had less than an hour of playtime.
But over several
spread out
hours.
Over 4 hours.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. So it's like, oh, just
not
as
to
I
mention,
might
as you were
relaxed,
sitting on the couch, people were touching you. And
Yeah. There was never really a totally.
Yeah, I agree.
Official downtime. So
I had a blast. I can't even begin to explain how much I appreciate everybody that took the time out of their night to come do this insane, crazy event that I sent them text after text after text explaining how the rules were going
to
go.
We were trying to kind of take the edge off of when we actually introduced the game when we came here.
If I had tried to explain that to a group of 15 people, it never would have worked.
Yes. We sent out text messages outlining how the evening would go as kind of a precursor of just so you are prepared, there's going to be this kind of rigid rules on how we're going to go about the rest of the evening. We didn't really expect everybody to completely read the text messages. It was just more of an introduction.
Maybe a little.
But it seems some read the text messages more than others.
It was literally 15 paragraphs.
Yeah.
That I sent one paragraph at a time to each person just so it came through as. Because some people will see a big long text that has that little arrow that you expand it and go, yeah, I don't need to read that.
I'm not going
to
finish it.
But I felt if it was individual text that maybe one person of each couple would read. No. There were maybe 4 or 5 people here that I know read the rules and understood the game.
Yeah.
Read them enough to go, okay, I get it.
I'm happy we had the rules. I'm happy we were very organized. It makes it easier to look at this process and find an even better way to go about this if we were to do this another time, like podcast included.
Yep.
Or recording included, because it was a long night.
It was.
I think that's what ultimately, if I walk away from this, the only thing I would change is maybe the length of total time that the entire evening.
I don't think everybody has to be with everyone. Right. That was the goal, because I didn't want anyone to feel left out, and I didn't know how to make sure everybody got to do things.
Yeah.
If it was just like, okay, well, random from here on out. And so I kind of set it up so as everybody could do something.
And I think it's a good idea that you took the time to make sure that everyone was included, because there were moments where I was like, well, wait, I haven't been with this person yet, or I haven't been with that person. And I was kind of like, when you walk around with your lock as a woman, you know, I'm sure there's people in your head where you're hoping, you know, to get that. But ultimately, I wanted my time with each person, and it was kind of a bummer, you know, when it was like, oh, I really hope they open my lock this time, but then they didn't. But there was always that, oh, but they might get me next time. Mm-hmm. That thought of, I won't miss out on that person. Right. You know what I mean? And I did like that. So maybe a change in the numbers might have to be the...
And I'll be honest, swingers are a little flaky.
Yeah.
Our list kind of grew because I was very worried that people were going to cancel at the last minute.
Yeah.
But every couple that said they were going to be here was here. Every single guy that said they were going to be here was here.
I know.
And it was like, well, I don't know what to do. We're all here. So I guess we're going to run through this and see what happens.
Yeah.
And we were prepared for cancellations and nothing happened. So we did what we did. It was a night.
But we had a really fantastic group of people.
It was.
I mean, even when we were inviting them, we knew the group that we were inviting was going to be super fun, super fantastic. And everybody vibed so well together.
It was amazing.
And it was like, every time I turned around, two new people were making out or fucking in the corner. Yeah. Or it was crazy. I was like, okay, we picked well.
Yeah, we throw a hell of a party. That's for damn sure.
For sure. Well, we've had some time to completely digest our key party.
Yes, yes, we have. I have sifted through the 11 plus hours of audio that we recorded that night and created these 6 episodes, which I was really hoping to get 3 out of it. But the fact that everything went so smoothly that we stretched it to 6 is beyond comprehensible to me.
Yeah.
I apologize to those who may or may not have enjoyed it.
That we dragged it on for so long.
And just in case people weren't enjoying it, that's why we release those extra episodes on Mondays and Fridays.
Yes.
Also want to thank not just Echo for her incredible work, but everyone else who stepped up and interviewed while the two of us were in the room and kept everything going.
Yes.
So as I didn't have to come back and stretch it out even longer trying to get further details. Especially everyone who sat in the G-spot and coined the new G-spot.
Yeah.
Loving that.
And besides the people who stepped up and took a leadership role in the interviewing process, also just every single one of the people who showed up, they really humor us with doing these goofy, silly things for the podcast. They're all on board and they're always all in. And I just love to see our friends have fun. And we appreciate that they help us so much with the podcast.
110%.
Yeah.
Real quick, stats recap. I just did ours. I didn't take the time to break down everybody else's, but I was fortunate enough to be able to have sex with all 4 women there, not named Nessa. So that tied a record for me. That was fun. You had oral sex with 8 of the 9 gentlemen there, not named G, and actual penetrative sex with 7 of those 8 that you also had oral with. And then when you got home, you also had me, which technically gives you 8 in one night. So congrats on your brand new record.
Speaking of some oral sex that you found out about later on.
Yes, after editing, I was like, wait a minute, hang on, and had some questions for you. Are you about to do your very own Hump Day Quickie swinger confession?
I think I have to.
All right. Let's hear what you got.
Well, okay. John and Iris had to leave early. Mm-hmm. early on in the party, I was sitting next to John, and he was explaining to me this really fantastic toy that Iris had just happened upon. It was actually a gift from somebody at the sex shop when they had bought some other things, and they said, oh, we're just giving these away, which he's pretty sure was not a true giveaway. It was more of some sort of flirt tactic from the girl behind the counter, but okay. Who knows? Either way, they found this really fantastic toy, and he wanted to use it on me. And the night had passed before he had had a chance, and they were about to leave, and he said, can I try this on you? He wanted to do it right out in the middle of the living room, but you guys were recording, so I thought that was a little... I mean, I probably shouldn't have thought that was a little strange, because everybody else was...
I would have been great with that, now that you're putting it that way, and to have the mic there, and it actually would have made a lot of sense, but now knowing what I do know, I'm also happy you did not.
And it was more of the, because it would have been a distraction and then would have taken away from whatever anybody was saying. So I said, let's go see if there's a space on the bed. And when we got into the bedroom, there was actually a relatively large space on the bed where I could fit. And he kneeled down next to the bed and started using this toy on me. It's kind of like a rose in the sense that it has the little suction. We were trying to figure out if it sucks or if it blows. And when I put my finger on it, it didn't suck it in, but it felt like it was blowing. But then you told me you put your finger on it and you felt it was sucking. So
yeah, I was not 100% sure.
And then it also vibrates, and it's just a little circle that kind of goes right around the clit there. I will say, absolutely fantastic. Totally sold. I will search one of those out.
It is called a hibiscus kiss clitoral stimulator massager.
Oh, okay.
And it is available at loverslane.com.
Did he send you that?
He did.
Okay, because I was...
And you saying that reminded me that I don't think I put the link in the show notes of that episode, so I will be sure to put it in this one if I remember.
Okay.
But if I don't, hibiscus kiss clitoral stimulator massager at loverslane.com.
The nice thing is it's palm size, so if you're looking for something that would work for you that you can throw into a small bag and take into a sex room with you, this would be something that would go right up that alley.
You got very excited very quickly with this.
Yes, very, very quickly.
Did you have an orgasm, or did you stop yourself because you didn't want to have an orgasm knowing you still had things to do?
Well, I was breaking rules to go into the room when I did, so I had to hold myself back from an orgasm, and it was mostly out of respect for the girls who were in the room, because I didn't want to have my sounds over top of theirs and over top of what they were doing and enjoying themselves as well.
Fair.
And so I did stop myself from an orgasm. However, I could have gotten there instantaneously. It was very, very quick. I was turned on super fast. And then in the meantime of being turned on by this, there happened to be a link in the bedroom who was noticing that maybe my mouth was needing something to be in it.
Maybe, huh?
So he came by and kind of stood over me and gave him a blowjob while John was taking care of me with the handheld. Because the girls were so self-sufficient and they had their double dildo and their vibrators, Nick felt he had some hands to add to the situation for me too. So he came over and played with my nipples a little bit. So I had this little mini action happen on the side there. And then I felt instantly bad because I was breaking the rules, and I was like, okay, now I got to get out. And also John and Iris had to go, so I didn't want to keep them any longer.
And I will say, based on the audio, Link was actively trying to get you to stay.
Oh,
and
yeah. If it were up to Link, the rules would have been broken way more than they already were.
Matter of fact, Link said, no one will know. And one of the girls said, you mean except for the fact that he's recording this?
Yeah, except we have the audio now.
Okay. I mentioned that you had confessions, not a confession.
Plural.
What else you got?
Was it the last pairing of the night?
The last round.
Last pairing of the night. Tori, Ron, and Barry were the threesome. And then Link, being super turned on by the fact that Tori has two men with her, he also kind of joined in the room as well. Mm-hmm. As things were progressing in the room, Link became more a part of that threesome that ended up leaving Barry a little bit on the outskirts. As you heard Barry describe, he came out searching for me and brought me back into the room so that he could finish with me. And as I was leaving the room, Link was sitting on the couch watching Tori and Ron, hard as a rock. Who could resist? So I kind of bent over the arm of the couch and put my head in his lap and gave him a little bit of a blowjob, and then came up and kissed him, kept giving him a hand job while I was kissing him, and then went back to giving him a blowjob for a little bit again, kissed him again, and that was pretty much it. And then I went back and I gave Barry a hug and a kiss. Oh, and I think Barry even like gave me a good smack on the ass while I was giving.
I did hear a good smack. And
while I was giving Link a blowjob, Barry came and gave me a good smack on the ass.
Nice. Well, we can't add to your stats. There are two bonus blowjobs on top. So
yes.
Very well done. All in all, having another week and a half to reflect.
In the words of Elizabeth, 10 out of 10 would do again. Thanks for joining us for a Hump Day Quickie.
We hope this brought you some midweek excitement.
If you have your own confession you'd like to share with us and our audience,
please call 844-4-HUMP-DAY and leave us a message.
Can't wait to hear your sexy stories.
We're back. This is his corner.
Yeah, I don't even like the sound of home. Yes, please.
Random fucking shit on the mic.
Yeah, you know he's gonna like cut that shit out over you.